morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And opening up tonight at 8 p.m. at Centenary College's Department of Theater and Dance and the Marjorie Lyons Playhouse, they're presenting the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged. And joining me this morning in our Knoll Foundation studio is Abigail Dillard, who is directing this. She's a junior theater major at Centenary, and she'll be the director for this production. She's going to fill us in on all the details this morning. Abigail, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So give us a little bit of a rundown. This is not going to be a 57-hour-long production, right? Okay, so just so folks know, when we say the complete works of William Shakespeare, this is abridged. And give us a lowdown on exactly what this production is.
It is five college students performing all 37 of Shakespeare's plays in 97 minutes. That is their goal.
And so when we say abridged, we do mean slightly abridged on these. Can you give us an idea of who the creators were of this? Because this started out back in the 80s, right? And it was kind of a farce kind of a production. And this is a comedy. So give us an idea of the background of this.
Right, so it was three men, and they came in and did, it's Adam Long, Jess Winfield, and Daniel Singer. And they came in and they were like, let's do this show, let's contemporize Shakespeare for an audience that might not be, you know, as interested in Shakespeare anymore, or they might, or maybe they know Shakespeare and, like, this is a new style to see it in. And so they came in and they did every play in 97 minutes, and so that's the goal for us as well. And they have references and they change it up a little bit to get your audience involved, so you're not leaving like, okay, I just watched Shakespeare, but I'm not quite sure what they're saying.
And if I'm not mistaken, one of their productions actually holds the world's record for the shortest Hamlet production at 43 seconds, and then they actually played Hamlet backwards and beat their other record. They did Hamlet backwards at 42 seconds.
So. Well, you should come time us, too, because we're willing to play.
All right. So they're going to try for the world record here. So, you know, my initial thought was that's a mighty fast way of doing Old English. Now, part of this farce, for somewhat of anything else, is for those who lack a knowledge of Shakespeare, and you're going to come out
Correct.
And kind of give them a background in the opening segment. Can you tell us who's going to be doing that little monologue there?
Right. So we have five actors. Montel McKenzie, Aidan Poling, and Arnie Sirkutson are our three guys, and our two girls are Jordan Fell and Taylor Ray. And they'll come on and they will let you know everything you need to know about Shakespeare before we begin.
All right. So what are they going to tell us about Shakespeare? Give us an idea. Their insights.
Their insights are, to the best of their ability and inability, kind of on point. They really love the research of Wikipedia. That's a huge fan of ours as we research Shakespeare. And we are trying to take the shows that we have and connect them to a modern audience.
Okay, so you're trying to bring Shakespeare, and in particular to a younger audience that may not be familiar with Shakespeare, may not know that there's a lot of good stuff in Shakespeare. Now, one of the things you're going to be doing is the sonnets. How do you handle the sonnets? Because I think you can't really go through those in 90 minutes, but how are you taking care of the sonnets of Shakespeare?
Right, so the sonnets, we have taken all of them and put them on a 5x7 index card, and you will be able to read that at your leisure.
Okay, so you're going to give those out to the audience and let the audience deal with the sonnets alone, which will be good reading exercise for the audience.
Yes.
The sonnets are absolutely exquisite writing. So who are your actors in this production? Give us a little background of each of these.
Okay, so Montel McKenzie, it is his show. He's the first one we meet. He's a freshman theater major. He's just come and joined our department, and so he's wonderful and worked very hard. This is actually like some of his first theater experiences, and so it's been really fun to work with him as a new actor, and then myself as a new director, so that's been fun.
All right.
And then we have Aidan Poling. He is our preeminent Shakespearean scholar. He knows all the answers that we need to know about Shakespeare. He's our knowledge base that we will follow him along as we go along.
All right.
And then we have Arnie Sirkutson. He's a senior and he's been in our improv troupe, but not really necessarily been in our show. So this is his first show. And he brings life to all of our female characters in Shakespeare's work. And then we have two huge supporting roles of Jordan Fell and Taylor Ray, and they come on and save the boys when they need a break because the boys are just running constantly. And so they come on and play our characters and bring some more life and diversity to our cast.
Okay. Now, a lot of the character representation will be done some through costume, but also some just through the persona change of the actors. So
Yes. They're
going to be miming their way, basically, using some certain theatrical techniques to completely change form right before you.
Right. We have costumes. We have props. They have different voices for different characters and different physicalizations for different characters. And you will be able to follow along as they change to like the 1,122 different characters in Shakespeare's works. So now
this is a revision, and you've done the revision on this because the original was set up for three actors,
right.
But then the stage crew also came on and made appearances as well. Tell us why you went ahead and added the extra characters and some others things about your revisions of this so folks know.
So before I proposed this show, I've seen this play before, one with three actors and one with five, and I just tended to love the one with five more. It gave more life, and it let you stay in this like picture that we have. It's just these five students that are running the show, and there's not a lot of like outside help. It's as if they did the whole thing by themselves. And so I chose the five because it just made more sense in our setting.
Okay. And now in the original production, the backstage crew also engaged the audience. But in this one, you're more silent and backstage in this, so you're not going to be coming out. But the fourth wall, which is usually that wall between the stage actors and the audience, does come down in this. How are you going to engage the audience and have them a part of the play?
Well, one, we've set our theater in a black box theater, so we've put our audience on stage with us. And then also we have no walls at all, really. We have one back wall for their main entrances and exits, but otherwise we don't have any walls, and our audience is actually on 3/4 of the stage around them.
All right. So, and as a black box production, this invites the audience to literally bring their imaginations, because that's going to be part of the fun, is bringing your imagination and filling in the details that may not be present in each of these. Of course, you ought to be all thoroughly knowledgeable of every Shakespeare play ever written, but in case you're not, they'll fill you in on some of the details.
Yes,
and that's
will.
Part of what this is all about. So now some of the production and direction is different than the original. Can you tell us some of the things that you're doing in this that might be different for those who maybe have seen the original? How are you going about staging this?
So well, our staging is possibly very similar. What's different is our revisions in the lines themselves, because we had to, it asks of you that as you're directing that you revise the show to be contemporary for its audience. And so like they talk about pagers, and well, I can't necessarily explain that all the Sitinary students would have pagers on them. So we've changed that to iPhones.
Right.
And there's some more jokes about like maybe the women of the View, and that's that's not something that our student body would watch. So
Right. We've
changed those kind of references throughout the show. There's like small jokes where we bring in pop culture references for our audience.
Well, given your age, what are some of the pop culture references that you feel will appeal to your student body at this age?
Some of them were written in the show. Like we have football coming up, and like we have some people rapping.
Okay.
And then we have like maybe Honey Boo Boo might show up, or What Does the Fox Say? That kind of thing.
Okay, so bringing it up to speed and up to our time. So when are the productions and the performances for this?
We open tonight at 8, and then we are Friday, Saturday at 8 as well, and then we have a Sunday matinee at 2.
Okay, and how do folks go about getting... I know this is a black box, so seating
right.
is limited, and Centenary students and faculty get in for free.
Yes, they do.
So for those of you who are not a student or a faculty member and want to come out to this, how do they go about getting tickets for this?
You can go online to sitinary.edu and look up Marjorie Lyons Playhouse Theater, and you can reserve the tickets there. The links are all there to do it. Or you could call our box office, which is the number also on sitinary.edu. Or you could show up and hope we have a seat left.
All right. Well, I think it's going to be a packed thing. Do you have any final thoughts that you want to tell folks about?
If you do come, please be willing to play. It's completely up to you, and playing is definitely a part of your role as an audience.
Okay, so come with your theater hat on,
yes.
so to speak, and be ready to engage. All right. Well, Abigail, I want to thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you again for having me.
All right. That was Abigail Dillard, and she joined me this morning in our Knoll Foundation studios. She is a junior theater major at Centenary, and she is the director for this production of the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged. That's opening tonight at 8 o'clock at the Marjorie Lyons Playhouse at Centenary College, and it'll run tomorrow night at 8 o'clock and also Saturday night at 8 o'clock with a matinee performance Sunday at 2. If you'd like more information, you can also call 318-869-5074. That's 318-869-5074. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.